welcome to Another Console, your weekly podcast where we talk about books, games, food, and stuff that caught our attention during the week. My name is Chris, and with me is my beautiful co-host and wife, Carradine.
Two things.
What?
First, you took off that headset with such enthusiasm that I thought you were about to bust into the YMCA.
Why?
Because you like shot your arms up in the air, like really dramatically. And I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
I was trying for the microphone not to catch the click of me turning off the headset.
Second thing, I need you to get up and do me a favor.
What?
That belt on the floor looks like a snake, and I keep thinking it's a snake in my peripheral. It's really bothering me.
Well, that's too bad. There's snakes in this
boot. You've got it curled up. In such a way, it looks exactly like a fucking boa constrictor on the floor.
That's right. Luna will fight it. Hey, if this is your first or 109th time coming into the show, welcome. We're glad you're joining us for an episode of A Novel Console. We hope you stick around and have some laughs and maybe find some new things to enjoy. If you want to reach out to us, you can do it on our socials, which is basically at A Novel Console on every platform. Or you can email us directly at anovelconsole@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to support us, you can do it at patreon.com/anovelconsole.
Tell your friends to check out the show because every listen and review helps. You can leave us a review on most platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you name it. Reviews help us be more discoverable. We also have our own A Novel Console Discord now. So if you want to join, send us an email or check out our Twitter and look for the pinned tweet.
Are you going to be returning to that Discord anytime soon?
I will, and I appreciate everyone's patience with me. I'm tired, and my brain is fucked up. But hopefully I'll come back this week.
This week?
If I have a minute to breathe.
Yes.
Where I'm not having a panic attack.
You've been super busy this weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the only time that I've seen you this entire weekend.
I feel like this is the only time I've been on the couch.
Ever?
Yeah.
This whole week?
Yeah. Well, no, ever. In my whole life.
In your entire life?
Yep.
It was the first time you've ever sat down.
Yeah, the first time I ever sat down on this couch. That was a whole bitch and a half to get up those stairs.
Yes, it was.
This couch was worse than our fucking gigantic sectional. Granted, I didn't have any part in bringing that up the stairs. Mm-hmm. So I guess I shouldn't say anything. But yes, this was a nightmare. I don't know how we're going to get this thing out of here. I think it's going to have to stay in this apartment.
You know how it's going to get out of here?
Through the window?
Movers.
Oh, well, then we need to start saving our money now because we got a bunch of shit to move.
No, they'll just come in here for the couches and that's it.
Oh, my gosh. And our only friends are not will help you move friends.
Yeah, no, no, we're not will help you move
friends. Well, amen. I would never volunteer to help someone move. Never. Which is why every time someone has asked you to help them move and you feel bad and you go do it, I don't go with you.
Yeah, you never do.
Nope.
You never do.
Nope.
No. Hey, you were freaking out last night.
Yeah, I was. My mama thought I was on drugs.
I was hoping we would all die.
I honestly thought we were going to, and it didn't even faze me.
What was it?
It was a fucking satellite launch. I was so mad. So mad. We thought it was a fucking UFO.
No, everybody, you thought it was a UFO.
You were going along with it, and everybody on the highway was pulling off to the side and trying to watch it fly across the sky and shoot all over the place. And we were freaking out. Well, I was freaking out because we were Googling whether or not any launches were happening. Because I know there was the Artemis launch that kept getting scrubbed, but I think it did finally happen.
I don't know.
Didn't it finally happen?
I have no
idea. Monday? Like Labor Day? I don't remember. I don't know. I don't keep up with it enough. So I'm like Googling if there are any launches and I can't find anything. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's really aliens. And then I opened Facebook and the news was live at Kennedy filming, or not Kennedy, at Cape Canaveral filming satellite launches. Way to go us.
Way to go, you.
Both of us. You were freaking out, too.
I was like, what the fuck
is
that?
You were very enthusiastic.
Because the thing is, yesterday I had read news that North Korea had signed, like, something saying we're not going to back down from nuclear weapons.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
We're going to kill everyone. And I was like,
There it is.
I guess we die on a Saturday night on our way to Walmart to get shower gel.
The day before September 11th. That was poorly timed on their part. It's not even funny. Man, I feel like we've talked about, I feel like we talked about this last year. I don't remember. But like, you, I don't know if you remember like all the conspiracy theory shit from then. And like, I don't remember if any of this was ever like proof. Well, I'm sure one of them wasn't. But like, it was on September 11th and they did it to shake our definition of safety because it was our emergency number, 911. And the whole fucking Wingdings thing. Did we talk about this? The Wingdings font, where if you like type something that has to do with September 11th, it's like a plane going into two towers.
What?
It's so... It's, what? I don't even remember. You should look up like September 11th Wingdings theory or something. Is Wingdings even a font anymore?
That's what I'm looking up right now.
It was a font, right? I'm not making that up. I don't know.
Wingdings. Wingdings 2 and Wingdings 3. I'm too lazy to figure that out.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Just like Y2K bullshit.
Y2K was fun.
No, Y2K was a lot of fun. I was such high anxiety over that shit. That's why I'm so fucked up now. I had such bad anxiety as a child that they just ignored. Because, you know, mental health has not been a thing till, like, now.
You also grew up in the South where everybody doesn't believe in helping people with
issues. Yeah, I mean, if I went and told any members of my... one of them going to listen and text me and be like, are you okay? I care about you. Sorry.
Too late.
If I went to anybody, they'd just be like, oh, it'll get better. Like, no. I feel like I have fucking chemical imbalance in my head. And I can't get past it. But, oh, it'll be okay. Just think positive thoughts. Can't think anything. Happy. But, yeah. I mean, I would literally make myself ill over a fucking thunderstorm. Because I was so anxious.
That's where Luna gets it from. I made
myself sick. Well, you know, that's a good point. I never thought about it that way. But I literally, it was like crippling fear.
Luna, like you, runs towards me for comfort.
Yeah.
So that is your dog.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Through and through.
100% your dog.
There's no denying her.
No. I was going to say something about the queen, but honestly, I don't care enough.
She's dead.
Yeah, she's gone. Who cares?
I am bummed that Charles is king now.
You know what they should do? They should just like end the whole thing because all these people are so fucking inbred.
Yeah.
They just need to like throw them out on the street, just take their riches and give them back to the people they stole it from. Fucker.
I was listening to the radio and they did talk about how, you know, she had a 70-year reign and he is like 76. So, you know, he ain't gonna be there for very long.
No.
And then it'll be little William, who's not so little anymore.
No.
And his lovely children, never Harry and Meghan.
Who the fuck is William again?
William is the oldest. It's William and Harry.
I don't know.
He's married to Kate Middleton.
No.
He's the bald one, not the redhead. He's the older, bald, sad-looking one.
So are we potentially going to see three monarchs die in our lifetime? Because if so, that would be rad.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, Diana?
No.
No.
The queen?
I was about to say she wasn't really...
And her husband? Son.
Oh.
Because isn't he older than us?
William? Only a little bit. I think he's in his 40s.
So our life...
Hold on, let me look at how old he is.
Our life goal should be to have all these people die before we die. Which is why I started reading a manga called How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift.
He's 40. He's only 10 years older than me. And he looks a lot older than that to me. I don't know. He's this one.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The fuck he is looks that
a lot
thing?
Better than his father, though.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's him. Yep.
So on my quest to outlive Jeff Bezos and all these shit-stained
Elon royals Musk.
And all these fuckers that...
All the rich fuckers.
Yeah, they give nothing to the world except its destruction. I started reading How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift, which is a manga about exercising So I had heard about this manga and I thought it was going to be like a funny, you know, high school kids go to the gym and they can't do anything right. So it's super stupid and hijinks happen.
I have to interrupt you.
What?
We have to get rid of the dog.
Why?
Or I'm going to kill her.
Why?
Because I have my book stack next to me and she's been licking the sprayed edges this whole fucking time. What is wrong with her? She's going to get paper cuts on her little tongue. What the fuck? The sprayed edges she is licking this whole damn time.
She is such a winner.
She hates me.
Oh my God.
I swear.
Luna, that is great.
Dog up for adoption. 10 years old, dumb as a box of nails. I can't.
Her favorite food is crayons.
Only she particularly likes
the red one.
She's a free roaming eater, which means she doesn't eat all that often.
She reminds me. After we finished eating, before I went to take a shower, I went into the kitchen to fill my cup up with water. And I saw her walking out of the kitchen, just like licking her tongue as if she had eaten something spicy. I think she might have gotten a clump of pepper off the floor.
Oh my gosh, she's an idiot. Pepper. She is so special.
Oh my God. Anyway, so yeah, I thought it was going to be like funny high school kids go to the gym. It's funny.
It's weird.
It's actually funny, but it's more these girls want to go to the gym so that they can lose weight. And one of them wants to lose weight. The other one wants to become a bodybuilder. And they actually like interrupt what's going on to show you exactly how to do exercises and how to do stretches.
Weird.
And which areas.
Why does anybody need this?
Which areas affect what muscle and how to do things properly. And
are you for real?
I'm serious. Oh like I took some notes, right? And, because, you know, my job now is very sedentary. Like, yes. I'm just sitting there for 8 hours, right? So I wrote, the manga teaches correct exercising techniques and the differences between muscle endurance and bodybuilding. So if you're doing muscle endurance, you're doing a lot of repetitions with low weight. And if you're doing bodybuilding, you're doing short repetitions with more weight.
He has lots of weight on the pedal of whatever the fuck he's driving.
Yeah, I hope he puts it up his ass or something. I don't know where I was going. Anyways, it is funny. It does kind of have cute waifus. The only problem is that they're teenagers.
And that they can't be your gross. Waifus.
So no, they're not
if they're waifus, teenagers.
But there is a 29-year-old, so I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. That's all right.
Yeah. And I heard on TikTok that it makes people want to exercise.
Did it make you want to exercise?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you fucking filled up that thing and broke my picture frames today?
Yes.
Thanks.
I broke the picture frames.
Holding a beloved photo of me and my sister.
That's
my
okay.
sister
Nobody
and me.
Nobody cares about your sister.
My sister and me. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I filled it up. And I while I was reading it, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, so
you're
what?
Ridiculous.
What exercises can I do? Because I don't want to join a gym, but I also can't let my body go to shit because I'm starting to feel a lot of pains that
you
I
also
be
promised to join a gym.
I will. We just need to have some money for it first.
I know they're fucking expensive.
Yeah, I'm having like middle back problems and like my left leg is all crap.
You're broken.
So yeah, it's from that appliance delivery job.
Well, so. And everything else you've done your whole life.
Yeah.
Your karate, taekwondo, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Martial arts.
So I want to like start exercising because, you know, we eat relatively well, except for garbage.
We eat a lot of red meat. We should probably stop doing that.
It's protein.
It's my blood pressure, sir.
Blood pressure.
Oh my God.
Anyways, but yeah, it's very funny. It's cute and it is informational. So I think I'm going to keep reading it and I'm going to start like adding like shit down. Of exercises that I like. Because I was thinking maybe I should do squats for my leg.
Get you some more booty.
And then I thought, that'll give me an ass. I don't want that.
I'll do squats with you. I'll get the booty. You'll get the leg muscles.
No. So I'm like trying to find like exercises that will help my left legs particularly. And I'll go from there. But there was one called, I think like dragon crosses or something. It's like you hold on to something on the floor. and you just lift your legs up and throw them down and pick them up before they hit the floor. I used to do that a lot in martial arts. I remember those.
It sounds weird.
Yeah, those were fucking brutal. After a while, they got.
Did you do burpees?
I fucking hate burpees.
I've never done a burpee. I've only heard people talk about them.
No. No. Do you know what it is?
No.
So it's squat all the way down to a push-up, push-up all the way.
Oh, fuck no.
To a squat and jump up.
No, I'm too fat for that shit.
Yeah, it's fucking brutal. It's like suicides.
Even if I weren't fat, I'd be too fat for that shit.
Suicides are also awful. I hated those.
No, thank you.
You know what those are?
I've heard of them, but I don't think
so. You start at one. It's usually in a basketball court. So you start at the under the hoop, run to the 3-point, run back, run to the middle, run back, run to the other side. Run back.
They made us do those in PE.
God, those fucking suck.
I loved when I finally got to high school and the coaches just didn't give a fuck anymore because all they cared about was football because they had a football team and they let us walk during PE. So my friend Jennifer and I, we would walk the gym and she told me the entire plot of Jane Eyre and I decided to read it because of her.
That's a weird thing to talk about during.
Yeah, Jennifer's a really unique friend. She's a big history buff.
Really?
Big, big history buff. Hmm. Kind of insane.
I don't think I know anybody that's a big history buff. Maybe Will, but I don't know. And actually, speaking of which, he sent us an email. So if you want to start looking it up so you can read it, that'd be fine.
I suppose I can do that.
But yeah, so this is probably going to stay in my rotation since there's like 125 chapters of it. And I'm on like 8 because they are dense. They pack a lot of information on those exercise pages. I'm probably going to read all of it. And like I said, I'm going to write down a few things that we could do here so that we can do it and then go for a run. If we ever get to that point.
When I lived at the apartment complex next door, that's when I lost all that weight that I told you about. I mean, you saw me. I was still at that low weight when we met. Well, it was low for me. It's probably it's the lowest I've been in adulthood. I did all of that just going to the gym after work and going on the treadmill for half an hour. And then I did a bunch of exercises in my bedroom with a chair. I found a bunch of exercises where I could like hold on to the chair and do like leg lifts and stuff. I lost like 50 pounds and then I met you. Thanks. You fucking destroyed me in more ways than one.
You know what's fucked up? My mom says that I made all my girlfriends fat.
Really? I believe it. I fucking believe it. Good Lord. I thought I loved food.
You didn't know food.
No, I didn't. I did not. I mean, and I that's another thing. I only let myself eat out once a month, and it was Taco Bell because I was broke as fuck. I mean, it was just me.
Yeah, didn't you make
and
like
I was only making like $11 an hour. Oh, God. Granted, I had roommates, so that helped. But I'd come home, and I'd make myself a salad or an omelet for dinner. You ruined omelets for me too. Fucking took me to Kiki's. Omelets.
I can't even think about an
omelet now.
Oh Lord,
I can't.
Yeah, I was also thinking about because okay, we do eat a lot of red meat.
Yeah, we do. We need to cut back. We need to eat more fish because the fish that we've been buying is really fucking good.
Yes,
maybe get a different kind of fish. Mix it up a little.
So I was thinking about just making like different types of chicken, but you don't like all the chickens that I make. So with rice, that's just like something I would eat all the time.
And but it's rice is a carb.
It's fine. You
as
do
long
need
as we
some
have
carbs.
Something green with it. So, yes, you need to eat carbs, but we also need to have more veggies.
Can it be pickled?
Oh my God.
Pickled red onions.
I'm ready to read this email. Will's right. Already pissed me off. Why? The first fucking line.
What'd he do?
Did you not read it?
Yeah, I did read it.
Oh, well, you're going to hear it again. You ready?
Let me look it up. Okay.
Greetings, Chris and Carradine. Carradine, you're welcome for my vote. It sounds like the Zodiac Killer book was a great read. Be sure to read the rest. Fuck you. Chris, I love that your two favorite Nintendo franchises are two with the fewest entries. With that being said, you should do a segment where you rank all of the franchises or just the ones you've played and why. I'm here for the hot takes. P.S. What do you think will come out first, Pikmin 4 or Metroid Prime 4? I totally get why they would struggle to get Metroid out, but Pikmin 4 has been in development hell for half a decade now, so who knows? P.P.S. Twisted Root is overrated, I agree. I never had a bad experience, but it was never worth that price. Bison Burger slaps, though. I didn't think it was that expensive. I mean, when you think about it, like, in terms of, like, Five Guys and Teak and, like, Culver's. I'm trying, well, okay, maybe compare it to Five Guys and Culver's.
Culver's is the same price. I'm trying to think
of, like, higher-end fast food burgers.
Wendy's.
That's not a higher end.
To you.
Oh, God. It's not. It's You're really so not. Jesus. No. I mean, I don't know. Like, if the taste matched the portions, I feel like the prices would be fine. But the taste wasn't there.
No, there was no taste.
No taste.
It's funny. The location that we ate at liked our post, and on the post,
yeah, they definitely did not.
It said subpar.
Subpar. Yeah, they did not listen to the episode, nor did they read the caption.
They did not read the caption.
Nobody ever reads the captions.
No, except for Chicken Fire. They did.
Well, I mean, theirs was good, so it was okay.
Yeah. I love Chicken Fire. It's so good.
Denny's didn't like any of our posts, did they?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think they liked my Bookstagram posts either.
Why?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think they even like liked them. But
hit the like button.
The people that I went through liked it and shared it.
Gotcha.
Not Denny's.
Okay.
Which is fine. All right. Want to vomit every time I drive past a Denny's now.
It's so nasty. Anyways, are you going to read the rest of the Zodiac Killers?
Fuck no. Wait. No. One of my old high school teachers who I love dearly was like, I do have to tell you that it gets a lot better. I'm very anxiously waiting for the last book, which comes out in December. I'm just like, no.
Zodiac Academy. He wrote Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
Yes. I might as well, because it's killing your enthusiasm for books. Is there a
Zodiac Killer, like, documentary or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ted Cruz.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he's a Zodiac Killer.
Not Ted Cruz.
Who is it?
Ted Cruz is the
Marco Rubio.
They're both politicians.
I know. One of them is the Zodiac Killer.
No.
Wait, yes. What? Yes. Let me look it up. Wait. Hold on.
What? I'm so confused.
Ted Cruz, Zodiac Killer.
What?
Yes. Look. Where is it? See? He's the Zodiac Killer. It's the same person.
I can't. Just let's move on with the show, please.
Oh, my God.
And thank you.
All right. So I could do that ranking list. I should do that for Patreon, actually, because that wouldn't take me long.
Go for it.
But I do have questions, Will. What exactly do you want me to do? The Nintendo franchises or franchises in general? Because I'm willing to do both. Just give me one. And now maybe give Keridan one so she can do something for Patreon. What do I think is going to come out for Pikmin 4 or Metroid Prime 4?
Metroid Prime 4.
Actually, yes. I think Metroid Prime 4 would come out first.
Look at me.
Because the thing is that, okay, so
I'm on the money.
I think it was 8 years ago. The anniversary was actually this past week, and I was very sad. Shigeru Miyamoto said that Pikmin 4 is literally done. They just haven't released it. Which is kind of fucking horseshit. That annoys the fuck out of me. And then Thrax said that, hey, Pikmin for the 3DS was Pikmin 4, which I will not accept as Pikmin 4. It's not a bad game, but it's not a Pikmin game. So, no. Hey, Pikmin is not Pikmin 4. Metroid Prime was, I think, like 15% done, and they decided to just change the team. So they scrapped everything and started over from zero. So I think Metroid Prime 4 will be released next year or the year after Pikmin 4. I have no idea. Hopefully they announce it sometime soon and they're like, hey, we have Pikmin 4. And they're like, it comes out next month. I would be so happy.
Ta-da!
I would implode since I just beat Pikmin 3 and I loved it all over again. So Metroid Prime 4. Have you ever had a bison burger?
Yeah, we had them at Fuddruckers when it was still at... The Artagon.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The day we met up with Kevin, you were really freaking angry that day. Because that was the morning you got off work from towing, because you were working overnight, and your boss pulled out his gun that night. Right. You were so mad.
Right. He opened the door.
Kevin was like, are you sure you want to be with him?
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. No, he opened the fucking door with a gun in his hand. And he's like, were you being followed? I'm like,
it was weird. The one night you were fucking followed and he didn't do that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was a crazy night. I forgot about that story.
Oh, that story's insane.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
What, didn't somebody like try to whack you with a 2x4 or something?
No, they were beating each other with 2x4s.
That's what it was. Crazy people. You had some fun stories.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of fun stories. Maybe I should put them in a book and maybe make some profit out of them.
Maybe.
All right. So are you ready for the backlog?
I think I'm actually ready for this one. Yes.
All right. This is the backlog of doom. I don't know why, but that backlog of Doom song always makes me feel like playing like Dead Space or Doom or something like that. It's just so creepy.
And every time you say Doom, I think of Dune. Oh, literally every time.
Yep. So, Kaerden, can you explain to us what the backlog of Doom is?
The backlog of Doom is where once a month now that we're doing this, yes?
Yes. Tentatively once a month. Well, that's the goal.
For now. We pull 5 books and 5 video games from our backlogs, meaning like our to be played and to be read lists that have been sitting there for a while, although I tend to break that rule and sometimes pull things that have not been sitting there for that long, but then I compensate with things that have been sitting there for years. Years.
Like the Zodiac Academy?
No, that one hadn't like been there that long. Yeah. Well, still hadn't been there that long, but still. Thunderhead.
When are you going to read that, actually?
Fuck you. Did I put that? I did put that on a backlog, didn't I?
I don't know. I got to check.
I'm like 99% positive it was a backlog book that I finally sat down and read. And Gleanings, the prequel? No. Is it a... It's a novella. It's coming out in November, I think. I'm pretty pumped. Anyway, we present to you, our listeners, these 5 choices each, 10 choices. And you get to go on Patreon if you're a patron and vote for which book and which video game you want us to review in like a month.
Yes.
But you have to pay us $2 a month to vote. It's only $2.
But there's extra episodes.
Yeah, you get extra episodes sometimes when we actually sit down to record them, which we did recently.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, we do need to record the other one because we asked our Discord to give us their waifus and husbandos.
Yes,
and
we need to record that. Yeah.
That's going
to
be
and criticize them.
That's going to be a longish episode.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, we should do that this week.
We should.
Yeah. Before She-Hulk finishes, because then we're doing a whole episode on She-Hulk.
Are there 2 episodes left? Isn't it 6? Aren't like all the Disney Plus shows 6 episodes?
I'm not sure. It might be 6 or 8.
Oh.
I don't know.
Anywho, Anyways. Yeah, that's what the backlog of Doom is.
Okay. And as usual, you start.
Okay. So, up first, we have the book that Luna did not lick. She only licked 1 book. It's the last one. Okay. So this is Weather Girl by Rachel Lynn Solomon. I think I reviewed the X Talk on the show. It's the same author as that book if I did. I don't remember.
Wasn't the X Talk about podcasts?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or you actually didn't review it on the show. You reviewed it on Bookstagram and tagged the podcast and nobody listened.
Oh, poor us. We suck.
Yeah.
Okay. A TV meteorologist and a sports reporter scheme to reunite their divorced bosses with unforecasted results in this electrifying romance. Ari Abrams has always been fascinated by the weather, and she loves almost everything about her job as a TV meteorologist. Oh my god, I need to stop going into books blind. Her boss, legendary Seattle weather woman, Torrance Hale, a woman's name is Torrance, is too distracted by her tempestuous relationship with her ex-husband,
Rain or
the
Shine.
Station's news director, to give Ari the mentorship she wants. Ari, who runs on sunshine and optimism, is at her wit's end. The only person who seems to understand how she feels is sweet but reserved sports reporter Russell Behringer. In the aftermath of a disastrous holiday party, Ari and Russell decide to team up to solve their boss's relationship issues. What the fuck kind of plot is this?
It sounds like something out of Regular Show. Like fucking Close Enough. You remember that show we tried to watch and you hated it? Yeah. It sounds like a plot from one of those shows. But, like, Russell is a bear. And what was the girl's name? Sunshine and whatever. She's just like a literal Ari. Sunshine.
Oh my god. Between secret gifts and double dates, they start nudging their bosses back together, but their well-meaning meddling backfires when the real chemistry builds between Ari and Russell. Working closely with Russell means allowing him to get to know parts of herself that Ari keeps hidden from everyone. Will he be able to embrace her dark clouds as well as her clear skies? The X-Talk was so good. So, like, I've heard mixed reviews for this one. The Fable Bands people love it, and they even collaborated with the author to make a whole Fable Band set. But Aaron, one of my most trusted, you know, Bookstagram friends, she said it was very disappointing in comparison to the X-Talk.
Why did you pick that?
I didn't read the description, but she's a trustworthy author, so, you know, one day I'll learn and stop going into books blind. I actually started an audiobook today that I'm like, fuck my life. I really, really need to stop going in blind, because it's about this, it's about the fucking pandemic. It's by somebody who used to be one of my favorite authors. I really don't jive with her style anymore, but I thought I'd give it a try. But it's set in the fucking pandemic, and she gets stranded in the Galapagos Islands for the it's so stupid.
So is it like that one pandemic book that you read where it had entire chapters about using hand sanitizer?
No, thank god. But the main character, her boyfriend, who stayed behind while she took their vacation to the Galapagos Islands, he keeps sending her emails describing how to wear PPE properly and his routine for taking it off.
So it's like the manga that I'm reading, except for PPE. It stops mid-book to explain how to take off PPE.
I'm like, you know, this might have been beneficial in like April of 2020.
Oh, my but, God.
But here we are, September 2022, and we're all just living with it now.
Yep, because COVID doesn't exist. It's a myth.
Oh, my God. So, anyway.
For my games, since you always pick books blindly, and it always ends up shitting on you.
Yeah, well, it's going to shit on me again. At least this one should be more entertaining.
I decided to pick games that I tried and didn't like, right? Mm-hmm. Games that I know don't have good reputations that people actually hate. And hopefully I have a couple of stinkers. I do know one that I absolutely fucking hate, and I picked it, and I'm pretty sure that this is going to win.
How do you know you hate it if you haven't played it?
Because it's a remake.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, so the first one that I have is Pokemon Brilliant Diamond.
Oh.
For the Nintendo Switch. This is a remake.
Oh. Woe is you.
Yeah, so... Actually, I think it looks pretty cool. Like, I kind of do like the art style because it's chibi. It's little characters. And then when you go into the fights, they go into normal size. I mean, it does look cute, but people hate it because of the art style, and apparently it's not as good, and it's way too easy. After Pokemon Heart Gold was chosen for the backlog of Doom, I don't want to play any old Pokemon games in the old style. If I'm going to play a Pokemon game, give it to me with, like, experience share so that I can level up all my Pokemon while keeping my tank just steamrolling everybody. Yeah, I do remember playing this on the DS when it came out originally. I did play Pokemon Diamond. I actually do have my a copy there. But yeah, no, I'll play it. If it's chosen, I'll play it. I'll complain about it the entire time, but I don't think I will because, I don't know.
I'm famous for these things.
What?
Complaining.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. They told you that you complain.
Uh-huh.
What's your
name? But they love it.
Yes, they do. That's why they listen. That's why they wanted to pay the Discord.
So I know. I'll come back. You just caught me at a really bad time in my life. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one, you didn't even bat an eye when I told this to you for the description. Do you not recognize this?
Kylix Y?
No. No. I fucking hated that.
I like that show.
I did not watch it because it was stupid.
It was good, actually.
It was really stupid.
Jamie Alexander was in that show.
Oh, that's why you watch. How young was she?
She was young.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was. She came in on the second season.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is not a book I would have picked out for myself. You bought this for me one day in Barnes & Noble by yourself.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And along with Murder Trending. You bought these on the same trip.
Murder Trending?
Yes. You don't remember that either, do you?
No.
Of course you don't. Okay.
I do remember The Merciless.
Yeah, shoot me. Yes. Okay. This is The XY by Virginia Bergen something. I don't know. The cover says, he has never seen a girl. She has never met a boy. Oh, my God. She's been taught to fear him. He's been taught to fear her. What if they're both wrong? Keep in mind, you fucking picked this out for me because you thought it would be really interesting. In River's world, XYs are a relic of the past, along with things like war and violence. Thanks to the global agreements, River's life is simple, safe, and peaceful until she comes across a body in the road one day. A body that is definitely male and definitely still alive. River isn't prepared for this. There's nothing in the agreements about how to deal with an XY, but one lies before her, sick, suffering, and at her mercy. River can kill him or she can save him. Either way, nothing will ever be.
You know she's going to save him because why else would they continue the story?
I'm afraid this writing is going to be terrible based on this.
Oh, I hope it is.
Dust jacket.
Oh, boy, I hope it is. Why did I
Oh my
pick
gosh,
that?
Look at the X and the Y. Do you see it? The faded shadows of faces. Yep. I never noticed that till now.
Oh boy, this is gonna be terrible. you know who else had that problem of never seeing a girl his entire life?
Who?
Goku.
Oh my god.
In the original Dragon Ball.
I can't.
Yeah. He lays his head on Bulma's lap and doesn't feel balls, so he takes her panties off just to
What
check.
The hell? That's so not kid appropriate.
It's not. Akira Toriyama's a pervert.
What the fuck?
Was a pervert. Not anymore. Still is? Maybe. I don't know.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive.
Oh.
But he's. I don't think he's writing anymore.
He's reformed.
Maybe.
Or he's just not writing.
Either or. Wow, that book sounds fucking terrible. I hope it wins.
I hope these next three that I picked are not terrible.
Okay. My next game is Immortals Fenyx Rising. Oh, God. Just looking at it, it looks fucking terrible. Look at that shit. It looks so bad.
It looks like that one movie with the owls.
The owls?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know what it's called.
The owls for CG?
Yeah. It's like early 2000s, I think.
Somebody might know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So it says, you are the god's last hope. Play as Fenyx, a new winged demigod, on a quest to save the Greek gods and their home from a dark curse. Oh, boy. So,
a dark curse.
So this is Ubisoft, the makers of Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs and all those type of games. This is their attempt at making a Breath of the Wild type game.
Their attempt.
Their attempt. apparently it was somewhat well received, but I am not, I think I'm burnt out on these giant open world games with a lot of collectibles and a lot of stuff to do. And I never finished Breath of the Wild. I actually thought about just grabbing a bunch of games that were in that same genre and just doing that, because I'm so burnt out and I'm going to be miserable the entire time. But I just picked this one because I do have all the DLCs, because they were on special one day for like $5 each. So I just picked up each one. And yeah, I don't think I'm excited to play this at all. I do hear that it is funny. Apparently there's very funny writing on it, but how far can funny take it if it's not that fun to play?
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah, it's not like God Hand. God Hand was fucking hilarious, and it was a blast to play. That game fucking ruled. I want a remake of that game. What's your next book?
My next book is The Queer Principles of Kit Webb by Kat Sebastian. This one just looks really fucking cute. So let's hope that this description isn't cringeworthy. Okay. Kit Webb has left his stand and deliver adventures behind him, but dreary days at his coffee house have begun to make him pine for the heady rush of thievery. When a handsome yet arrogant aristocrat storms into his shop, Kit quickly realizes he may be unable to deny whatever this highborn man desires. In order to save himself and a beloved friend, Percy, Lord Holland must go against every gentlemanly behavior he holds dear to gain what he needs most, a book that once belonged to his mother, a book his father never lets out of his sight, and that could be Percy's salvation. More comfortable in silk-filled bathrooms than coffee houses frequented by criminals, Percy finds that his attempts to hire the roughly hewn highwayman, formerly known as Gladhand Jack, prove equal parts frustrating and electrifying. Kit refuses to participate in the robbery, but agrees to teach Percy how to do the deed. Percy knows he has little choice but to submit, and as the lessons in thievery begin, he discovers theft isn't the only crime he's desperate to commit with Kit. But when their careful plan goes dangerously wrong and shocking revelations threaten to tear them apart, can these stolen hearts overcome the impediments in their path?
Oh boy, that has so much potential to be really bad. Historical
romances.
Oh boy.
I love them so much. I love gay romance a lot.
You didn't seem too happy when your old roommate was starting to date a boy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, when you lived...
Why wasn't I happy? I don't want to hear them banging in the next bedroom, but I can read about them being in love. You make it sound like I didn't want them to be together.
Yes, because she...
I just didn't want them to do the nasty on the couch and us be able to hear them. Like, come on.
You also... hated it because this new boy came into his life
and took my boy away.
Exactly.
Took my little bitch away from me.
That's probably how he felt when I came into your life.
Honestly, I think it is how he felt when you came into my life, because you and I were inseparable. It was a problem. Yeah. And I remember that one day he got pissed when we showed up at Volcano Bay and it was supposed to only be me. And it was me, you, and Crystal. He was so mad. Oh, he was mad. I don't know that I've ever made him so mad as I made him that day. He was livid. It's okay. He got over it. And then guess what? His boy toy was always there, too. So he got me back.
And then guess what? His boy toy and I became likes really you better. Good friends.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, God.
That's fine. I'll hang out with the boyfriend and you two can go hang out.
We can go to Disney while y'all play video games.
Yes. Yes. I would love that so much.
What are the odds that the two of us wound up with two people who hate doing the things that we love?
I know. It's great.
Yeah.
I wish they would live with us again, except without the dirty dishes.
I mean, it was all of us, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to get to the point where we're going to have roommates again because we can't afford to live in this city.
Yeah. Yeah, if we want to keep our professions here in Florida, we're going to have to get roommates.
Again. As married people. How sad is that?
Oh, incredible. It's fantastic. Anyways, my next game is Rage 2.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of something else.
What were you thinking of?
The giant monkey who is not King Kong.
What?
The giant monkey who's not King Kong. You made me go see the movie with The Rock.
Rampage?
Rampage, not Rage. I took the sounds from the beginning and the end of that word. And thought.
there's only two sounds in this world. In this word. Rage.
So I wanted there to be an M and a P in it. I know that I've done this before and I just didn't say anything because I realized it before I let it out of my mouth.
You blanked out mid-word for long enough for there to be more letters in it, and it only has two syllables.
You know, my seventh grade science teacher once told us that it was better to like stay quiet and have people think you're stupid than to open your mouth and release all doubt. Remove all doubt, not release. God.
I'm still just impressed how you managed to blank out for such a short time and make it be so long.
The Rock was in that movie, right?
Yeah, he was the worst part of that movie.
I can't believe we went to see it if The Rock was in it.
Yeah, he was definitely the worst part of that movie. The rest was great.
You hate him.
I fucking hate him. I can't stand him. Ugh, fucking Rock. Dive headfirst into a dystopian world devoid of society, law, and order. Man, they don't have law and order in this show. I mean, in this game. They don't have special victims unit.
Dum-dum, da-da-da-da.
Exactly. They don't have they don't have Saul from...
I was about to say they don't have Saul!
Man, or, this world sucks.
Ice Cube?
Ice Cube, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's fucking terrible.
Right?
Rage 2 brings together two studio powerhouses. Avalanche Studios, Mastins of Open World Insanity, and id Software, the creators of the first-person shooter. To deliver a carnival of carnage where you can go anywhere, shoot anything, and explode everything.
Explode.
That is a lie. This game is terrible.
You've played it?
I played like 5 hours of it and
you
gave up.
You soft DNF'd it.
I hard DNF'd it.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You should never bring back a hard DNF.
So the thing is that when it came out, it was riddled with bugs and problems, so it was really bad. Like there was a huge open world, and there was nothing to do in it. And like the game was like super fun when you're in like firefights and like you're shooting and running and dodging and using your special weapons and whatnot. But whenever those happen, you only have like three guys to kill, so you just start the fight and you finish it before you blink. So that kind of made it suck hard. So I just gave up on it entirely. So I don't know if they fixed it or not. I just don't know anything. I haven't kept up with it at all since it released. And maybe that'll win.
Maybe.
These are all fucking... Oh, God.
You're really making these people want to vote for...
Yeah, I know they're going to want to vote for the next one. Maybe the last one, too.
Okay. Well... Are we ready for my next book?
Yes.
Okay. It is Lake's Edge by Lindell
Lake's
Clipstone.
Edge.
Let's see here. There are monsters in the world. There are monsters in the woods. There's a monster in the shadows, and now it knows my name. Violetta Graceling would do anything to protect her younger brother, Arian. Plagued by nightmares, he possesses forbidden black magic that spills from his fingers as shadows. When the notorious Rowan Sylvanen, known as the Monster of Lake's Edge, discovers Arian's magic, Leta fears the worst. She's shocked when Rowan instead presents a risky offer, refuge at his Lake's Edge estate, in exchange for Arian's powers. Soon after, Leta and Arian arrive at the once opulent mansion, she discovers that they're not alone. The estate is also visited by the Lord Under, a sinister deity who lurks in the ink-black waters of the lake. Rowan is bound to the Lord Under and is desperate to break the curse that binds him, to the lake, slowly corrupting him from the inside. As Leta and Arian work furiously to unravel the curse, Leta finds herself falling for the seductive and surprisingly tender Rowan, who proves to be more boy than monster, for now. Yet as Leta begins to push the limits of magic, she can't help but feel the alluring call of the lake. Debut author Lyndall Clipstone crafts a tale of curses and kisses that is at once cinematic and sensual, capturing the full intensity of first love, even when a single touch can be intoxicating, like falling under a spell.
That last sentence sounded like something that Tina Belcher would write.
Oh, man. I should read the whole book in Tina's voice.
You should.
If only, if only.
Whenever there was a sex scene, you should start doing her thing.
Like, I can't do Tina's voice. I can't even do that right. You know, I can't do it.
That cover from the book looks like Crimson Peak.
That is exactly what I was going to say. That the cover gives me Crimson Peak and Phantom of the Opera vibes.
Did you see
Crimson Peak?
No. Is this it?
Yes. It's actually a very good movie.
Yeah.
I watched it. Believe it or not. It was good. It was freaky as fuck.
That face is...
But it was good. It's not that bad. Like, those figures are, like, the worst part, if mm-hmm. I remember correctly. Like, it's Tom Hiddleston, so...
Really?
I'm all about that.
Oh,
yeah, Tom Hiddleston and that creepy-looking chick from Alice in Wonderland. And she's also in Jane Eyre. She is Jane Eyre. And the Jessica Chastain.
I don't know who that is.
She is in that movie, I think, with Matthew McConaughey. Interstellar? Isn't she an Interstellar?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she's his kid, all grown up. Because, you know, all the time warpy shit going on there. Redhead.
Yeah. You know, I did not care for that movie.
Interstellar?
Yeah.
I was confused.
Like, I
was very confused.
So my friend that you hate was like, oh, this movie's so incredible. It's so good. It's fantastic. It made me cry so much. And you have to watch it. So she forced me to watch it. And like at the end of it, she's like, didn't you love it? And she's like, crying. I'm like,
no.
I guess. Like, I did not care for it. I wasn't confused or anything about the movie. It was just.
I was confused.
I don't even know what I wanted to expect. It wasn't.
My ex made me watch it because he also thought it was phenomenal. And I was just like, huh.
Tenet was better.
Okay. No. Mm-hmm. No. No. Mm-hmm. Never. Mm-hmm. Robert Pattinson was cute, though.
He was great in that movie. He was fucking awesome.
He was very cute.
He was fantastic.
I don't like him as a goth boy. He did a good job, but I don't think he's cute.
All right, my next game. My next game is another remake.
Oh, Lord. You really hate yourself today.
And the only reason why I'm dreading playing this is because I did start it a couple of months ago.
Oh, my gosh. I see what it is.
Hold up.
What?
Hold up. I played this on PS2 when it originally came out.
Oh.
It was good. Mark Hamill is one of the bad guys.
What?
Yes. And it was super funny because he was cursing the entire time. This was Mark Hamill, that guy right there with the knife and the eye patch.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Mark Hamill. So I played it on PS2. I absolutely loved it. I bought this when it came out and I didn't play it because, you know, I had played it on PS2. So I didn't feel like I had to play it again. Because I remember the story. The story's not that long, and it was strong enough that I remember most of the important parts. And then the prequel came out. I played that, loved it. And I'm like, okay, so I want to play the whole series again. Well, I want to play the whole series for the first time, because I've played a bunch of the games in the series. This is Yakuza Kiwami. It is the remake of Yakuza 1. And the reason why I'm dreading playing it is because it's so slow. The combat is so slow, and there's loading always. There's always a loading screen, and it is. So I started it, and I started playing it, and like at the beginning, the main character goes to jail, and when he comes back, they're like, oh, you're weak. You have to go back to being as strong as you were, because he was in jail for 10 years, and apparently he lost all of his fighting ability in jail for 10 years. So you have to learn how to fight, and like regular people can beat the shit out of you easily. But also the combat is very slow. every time you go into a building, there's like a long ass load screen instead of like in the other games where you can just walk into the building and do whatever you have to do.
That's annoying. I thought these were supposed to be an improvement.
They are. This is definitely an improvement over the original.
Okay, but, fair.
It's not as massive as an improvement as Kiwami 2 is. That is a massive improvement. I need to actually play that because they're on Discord just talking about how amazing that game is. I'm like, damn, I need to play it. But yeah, so a little bit about Yakuza. The Dragon of Dojima Reborn. When 10 billion yen vanishes from the Yakuza and everything points to a mysterious young girl, Kasuma Kiryu, is a disgraced former Yakuza himself, must protect her to find the answers he seeks. The story's great.
I was about to say that's a very short little synopsis.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Blurb.
But it's basically that's basically the entire story. Okay. Like that's it. Like it's not like, you know, in some other books or games or whatever
different
you
plot read points.
Like that synopsis and then the end being wildly different from what that description is. No, like this is the story. That's exactly the story.
I see.
Nothing wild happens except for the side stories and whatnot because they're always funny and fucking crazy. But yeah, Yakuza Kiwami, the original.
Okay.
What's your last book?
I bet that one's going to win. This is the one.
Maybe the last one might win.
Oh, yeah, it might. Mm-hmm. So this is the book that little Luna was fucking licking at the beginning.
Does it have a tongue mark?
My sprayed edges. No, it doesn't look like it. But good Lord, this dog and the licking, it's just too much. Okay.
I'll cut her tongue off. It'll be fine.
Thank you. The final book is These Hollow Vows by Lexi Ryan. The king was right about one thing. I am a great thief. I can steal just about anything, but a fairy prince's heart, I wouldn't know where to start. Go to the Seelie Court, find the queen's secret portal to enter the most dangerous place in Fairy. It's called Fairy. Find my sister and rescue her from a power-hungry king. Child's play. This book has really good reviews. Bree would do anything before making a deal with the Fae. Death is preferable to their vicious schemes. But when her sister is taken by the sadistic king of the Unseely Court, there is nothing Bree wouldn't do to get her back, including making a deal with the king himself to steal 3 magical relics from the rival Seely Court. Are you serious? There's Seely and Unseely? I'm like thinking about sealing Tupperware. This Unseely. This one Unseely.
Unseely mattresses.
Gaining unfettered access to the Seely Court is easier said than done. Bree's only choice is to pose as a potential bride for Prince Ronan. Is this the same book as the last one? Ronan and Rowan? Why are these names so popular?
Oh, boy. Probably because of Guardians.
Bree's only choice is to pose as a potential bride for Prince Ronan, the Seely Prince, who's not quite as wicked as she once thought.
Seely Prince!
Unwilling to let her heart distract her, she accepts help from a band of Unseely misfits with their own secret agenda. But as Bree spends time with her mysterious leader, Finn, she finds herself struggling to resist his seductive charm. Caught between 2 dangerous courts, Bree must decide who to trust with her loyalty and with her heart. The Seelies or the Unseelies?
The Seely. You said the Seely Prince, and all I picture is just a little kid with like a red cape on, a scepter, and a crown that's way too big for his head, just standing on a stack of Seely mattresses.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
How does this always happen?
That sounds awful.
I pick these books. That I'm like, I am so pumped for these. And, God.
Okay.
Although, I can't say I'm dreading any of them, but still. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this is the last game, The Last of Us Part 1.
I was about to say the last game and The Last of Us.
I would much rather play the prequel, A Bunch of Us. Why do you find that so funny? It's so
it's stupid. So
stupid.
I like stupid things.
Okay, so this is The Last of Us.
I'm with you.
Part 1. So this is the remake that came out a few weeks ago. I I don't think that if you've listened to this show, you wouldn't know that I absolutely fucking hate The Last of Us. I hate the characters. I hate the story. I hate the world. I hate the gameplay. I hate everything about the original. I love the second book because a bunch of stuff, the second book, the second game, because a bunch of stuff happens in the second game.
They got what was coming to them.
That made me say, yes, all of these people deserve what's happening to them. So I love the second one. The second one is great. It also, it has like a muscle babe for a character for part of the game. So this is the remake. It says, experience the emotional storytelling and unforgettable characters in The Last of Us. Winner of the 200 Game of the Year Awards. Over 200 Game of the Year Awards. This game was terrible. Now rebuilt from the ground up for the PlayStation 5 console. In a ravaged civilization where infected and hardened survivors run rampant, Joel, a weird protagonist, is hired by to smuggle 14-year-old Ellie out of a military quarantine zone. However, what starts as a small job soon transforms into a brutal cross-country journey. It includes the complete Last of Us single-player story and celebrated prequel chapter Left Behind.
That doesn't sound terrible.
See, okay, so before that, apparently it's the story of the first game with the gameplay of the second, which the gameplay of the second is above and beyond a million times better than the original, because it fucking infuriated me playing that first game. I hated it so much because it just felt wrong. Like the shooting was like bad. Like you would shoot and the bullet would make a hard left as soon as it left the muscle. God, the combat is just so bad, so fucking bad, that original game. The story, which is my biggest gripe, was done a couple of years before by The Walking Dead. There was a Tall Tales The Walking Dead game where it's basically the same story.
Mm-hmm.
Dude meets a kid, starts protecting the kid, becomes kind of a dad. Something big happens at the end.
Everybody's dead.
Pretty much. So it had already been done, and it had been done better, to the point where I actually cared for Clementine, which is the little girl in the Walking Dead game. Ellie is so fucking annoying and unbearable that I absolutely hated her the minute she started coming out of her shell and showing her personality and whatnot. She is so fucking annoying. She's like Louise on steroids.
I love Louise.
She's murdery Louise.
Oh. If Louise was left with no boundaries, no holds barred. Is that the phrase?
What?
Louise in the wild.
Louise in the wild.
Louise not reined in.
Exactly. Yeah. So, God. And then the main character is such a fucking sack of rocks. Like, the dude has no fucking personality. His whole personality is, I got to protect this little girl because she's my daughter, even though she really isn't. I'm like, he's so fucking miserable the entire game. And
I can't.
I hate it so much. So I'm pretty sure that's probably going to win because of how much I hate this game. Maybe it'll change my mind. Maybe it won't. I really do remember hating the game so much. But I've only played it once, and it was when it came out. So.
Watch whatever they choose be amazing, and you wind up loving it.
I can tell you for a fact, Yakuza is probably not going to be amazing.
My goodness.
It's going to be good, but it's not going to be amazing.
I can't.
Yeah. So do you want to do garbage or do you want to cut it here?
I think we should. Well, no, I already made a graphic with garbage in it, so we should do garbage. We can do a quick garbage, considering that we've already garbaged it before and it's nothing special from this place.
Okay, that's fair.
A mini garbage, if you will.
A mini garbage?
Yes.
All right. That is mini garbage.
This week's mini garbage restaurant is Domino's Pizza. So I ordered pizza a lot when I was in college, and I don't know if I just didn't like know what rewards programs were back then or what, but I'm finding that my Domino's and Pizza Hut accounts have like insane amount of points.
It's not like we even eat there that often.
I know, but I'm telling you, I ate it a lot in college and I'm using the same account. Like both of these accounts, even though I've updated it every single time I log in, they both still have my old cell phone number on them. And they still have Athens, Georgia addresses because of where I went to school. It's kind of crazy. But like a little while back, we got an entire like full appetizer, two pizzas, drinks and dessert meal from Pizza Hut off of my lifetime of points that I, and it was a fucking cheese stuffed crust pizza too. Mm-hmm. It was insane. So yeah, I was like, maybe I have some Domino's points. So we got Domino's because I had points. So my go-to order with Domino's was always a medium thin crust. I love Domino's thin crust pizza. It's not amazing by any means, but like I would never order anything other than thin crust at Domino's.
That sauce tastes like ketchup.
I get extra sauce, extra cheese, pepperoni, and onions. And that to me is a really good pizza.
Hard disagree.
You ate some of it though.
And it was disgusting.
It's not the best.
That sauce.
But you know what? Like it ketchup. Hit the spot. Mm. It hit the spot for me. It did.
It did not for me.
Like, for being free food,
it hit the spot. It unhit the spot. Like it made the spot bigger.
But where we were really surprised was in the Philly cheesesteak sandwich. You just add some QP to that bitch, and it is a fucking phenomenal sandwich, like to the point that my husband got mad at how good it was.
I was not happy with how good
so
it was.
So mad.
See, because I like for these chains to have like bad products so we can talk shit about them.
They're never going to hear it no matter what exactly. We say.
I mean, it doesn't matter. But wow, was that good. For a $5 sandwich, that was fucking incredible. Yeah. Like, wow.
Yep.
It was, it had peppers, it had onions, it had a lot of cheese. The meat was good.
It was mushrooms.
It was garlicky. It was.
The meat was very well seasoned.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. It was good. It was really good. I'm so surprised. Like I took a bite of it. And I was like, no, this can't be right. Like what?
And then we also got the stuffed cheesy bread.
Yeah. You fucked that up.
Yeah. Cause I decided to order the jalapeno bacon cheesy bread instead of just the cheesy bread.
You should have gotten just jalapeno bread.
I don't think they had just jalapeno bread.
Just ask Domino's, no bacon. Oh my
God. They would be like, was this a mistake? No. Oh, yeah, the bacon was weird. Bacon? The bread held a lot of potential, a lot. If you got a bite without bacon, it was pretty good.
The bacon tasted like pepperoni.
Yeah, it tasted like her pepperoni smells.
Yes.
Although you've tasted the pepperoni, haven't you? Pepperoni.
I don't remember.
I think you tasted one of them from that very first bag that we bought her.
What did I say about it?
I don't remember. They look like Slim Jims, but they don't smell like Slim Jims. A
pepperoni taste test on the show.
I am not doing it with you. You can do that by yourself. Luna will contribute.
She can't talk.
She'll be happy to. She can in the mic.
No, she'll lick the book again.
She will.
Yeah.
Like the beater.
So I took the bread and I took out all the
bacon
pepperoni out of it, and I just ate like the cheese bread with the jalapenos.
It's pretty good. It was very crispy bread.
Very good.
It was really, really fresh.
Also helps that like there was a ring of cheese around the edge of the bread that had crusted.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's order some sandwiches now. Let's just go get
some
sandwiches.
Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go get some cheesesteaks.
We don't have any more points now.
It's all right. We don't need points.
Oh my gosh.
We can use money.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
That pizza sucked.
No, it didn't.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't garbage by any means, but it was good enough.
No.
It was better than DiGiorno.
No.
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 Yeah, I thought it was.
DiGiorno was way better. No, it's way better than that.
Well, the only thing that elevates the DiGiorno is the stuffed crust. I love DiGiorno stuffed crust.
I like DiGiorno
more. It's been a long time since we've had some DiGiorno.
I know. We had the Stranger Things pizzas. And
that we never did anything with, and now you won't fucking watch Stranger Things.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I ask you, I'm going to start watching it without you.
I'll throw a fit.
Then buckle down and watch an episode with me once a week.
Once a week?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll take us till the end of the year to get through season two.
We haven't even We haven't even watched Rings of Power this week.
I know. Oh. If that doesn't tell you something about my mental state, then I don't know what will.
You need to go sleep. So yeah. Let's go ahead and end this. What are we going to rate this Domino's experience? Because this was way better than the cheeseburger pizzas. And
it was good.
Good?
Yeah.
Well, let me see the scale because we haven't done
addressed the scale in a while.
Yeah. So where the hell is the scale?
On your Word doc.
Yep, here we go. Okay, I would say...
What, read me the scale.
It's garbage, meh, okay, almost garbage, garbage, and got to your garbage.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was not almost garbage.
If
the sandwich was almost garbage.
If they would have put the same enthusiasm into the rest of the food as they did to that sandwich, it would have been almost garbage. Because that sandwich for $5... That was a good sandwich.
Points.
Yeah. I should like do that for lunch. Just like buy two every day.
No, you shouldn't. So no, that's really expensive.
$10 total.
Yeah, but that's $50 for the week.
Well, if I buy my lunch every day somewhere else, it'll be like $100.
That's why we go to the grocery store and buy things for you to take, where you take leftovers. All this shit adds up.
I guess. All right. So you ready to end the show?
I'm ready.
Do you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.